you are have an active deer tag or turkey tag, and you see them incidentally while you're hunting. It is legal to take out a feral hog in that situation, and you are allowed to hunt them on your own property. But we have outlawed it in the national public lands, national forests, and state forests, because we find that it is much more effective to eliminate them all at once in trapping. So if a hunter is out in the forest and they shoot into a sounder of hogs, they may scatter those hogs across a really broad range and not see them again for a long time. When you eliminate a sounder of hogs, when you trap them, you can take out a group of 40-plus hogs all at one time. And so when you also shoot into a sounder, you can make those hogs more wary of human activity. They're very, very intelligent animals. And so when they become accustomed to people, or not accustomed, but when they become wary of people, they become much harder to trap. So about 90% of our effort goes to trapping the last 10% of the hogs that are on the landscape, because they have become aware of what humans do and the dangers that they pose.
I appreciate your knowledge.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys having me here today.
Yeah. Thank you.
The information on the back of the pamphlet, is that the best if someone has a problem they can get a hold of?
Yes, absolutely. So they can contact us through the MU Extension website, and they just by searching feral hogs on MU Extension.
Okay.
On the MDC website, they can report feral hogs, or they can call that number and have a trapper on their property within 2 to 3 business days.
Okay. And that phone number is 573-522-4115, extension 3296. Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. That's all we have on the agenda down here. We are scheduled for a roundtable discussion upstairs. It's 9:32 a.m. We'll be in recess.